morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. The story this morning is about how you can augment your historical knowledge and or find those special presents for friends and family. The museum at Emerson and Wooden here in Chelan has in their bookstore all sorts of gift ideas. There are the History Notes publications, free if you're a museum member, thousands of historical photos suitable for framing, apple box labels, plus the exclusive 24 by 30 inch poster map of the Chelan Valley with historic notes and dates on it. This gem was produced by our museum manager, Ron McGahey. Then, of course, there are the books ranging from ladies, that is, boats, not real humans, of the lake, to homesteads, the hunters, the trappers, Native Americans, the histories of Holden, Manson, Chelan, Stehekin, and much more. To mention a few titles, there is What They Found by Rod Molson, Homesteaders of Chelan Butte by Ford Van Voorhees, an extremely informative history, Elizabeth Watson Perry, a historian who grew up and still lives on the Watson Homestead acreage at First Creek. She has more than one book in the store. For example, is In Our Own Words, Stories by Women Writing About the Lake Chelan Valley. In my Saturday morning stories, I have featured at least seven of those included in Mrs. Perry's book. Tom Hackenmiller, in his book Ladies of the Lake, but not the humankind, relates tales of transportation, tragedy, and triumph on Lake Chelan. As far back as 1889, boats are fodder for many tales, including the mystery of sea-like monsters, giant waves, and death. Then there is Rod Molson's book, just out this year, and we've had to restock it already, in spite of COVID and our need to have been closed much of the year. It's entitled, What They Found, Stories of People of North Central Washington. It's about history and how we know how we got to where we are. Rod's epigraph of the book. The annual publication of History Notes, which is now in its 36th year, is edited these past several years by Mary Shear. While this year is devoted largely to the fish of Lake Chelan, other years have featured bridges, irrigation, dams, orcharding, etc. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.